Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our broadcast, our radio broadcast by our study in the Word of God. I just give God all praise and all glory tonight. I honor the Lord. Hallelujah. I truly give reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I indeed give God all praise tonight, all the glory, all the honor. We're going to get ready for the study of the Word of God, but first we're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to start reading. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 89 on tonight. I would sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heaven. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thee, thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round and about thee? Thy rule is the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one of that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with a strong arm. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast the north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the inhabitants of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that knoweth the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in thy light of thy countenance. I have just read you the first 15 verses of Psalms 89. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of this most holy word. We're going to have a song right here. Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I come tonight humbly, God, before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God. Father, I ask you tonight, God, to move me from this flesh, God, that the Holy Ghost may use this vessel in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you tonight, God, to just have your way in this service, God. Have your way in this Bible study, God. Open up our understanding tonight, God. Open up our minds, Father. Open up our hearts that we may receive your word, God, that we may understand your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you tonight, God, take over, God, and take control, Holy Spirit. Take over, and take over and take control tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone, God, under the sound of my voice, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, take over tonight, God. Take control tonight, God. I ask you to cover them now. In the name of Jesus, build hedges of protection around them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to put this word on the tables of our heart, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you and we can't make it without you. We can't understand nothing, God, without, in the name of Jesus, we need you more and more every day, God. in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to let your anointing fall. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall. Let your anointing fall, God. Let the power of, let your power fall on tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless every member tonight, God. Bless every member tonight, God. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. In Jesus' name, amen. I give God praise and glory on tonight. I bind the strong man from this radio broadcast and from our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to start reading in Joshua 13, chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines and all Geshurah, from Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron, northward, which is counted to be Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, and the Ashdodites, the Ashkelonites, the Gideites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites, from the south all the lands of the Canaanites, and the Merah, that is beside the Sidians, unto Aphek, to the borders of the Amorites, and the lands of the Gibeonites, and all Lebanon, toward the sun rising from Baal-Gad under Mount Hermon, unto the entering unto Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Maram, and all the Sidians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan eastward, even as Moses, servant of the Lord, gave them from Aurora, that is upon the banks of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, in all the plains of Medeba unto Dibon, in all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reign in Heshbon, unto the borders of the children of Ammon and Gilead, and the borders of the Geshurites and Maatrodites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan unto Salkai, all the kingdoms of Og and Bashan, which reign in Tarras and in Edirah, who remain of the remnant of the giants. For these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expel not the Geshurites, nor the Mahakathites, but the Jezerites and the Maacathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And their coast was from Aurora, that is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon, in Bamoth, Baal, and Beth, Baal, Meon, and Jehaziah, and Kedabog, and Mephath, and Kirjathaim, and Sibia, and Zerath Shahara, in the mouth of the valley, and Beth Peor, and Ashdod, this Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdoms of Sion, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, which Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zor, and Hur, and Reba, which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country, Bala, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. And the borders of the children of Reuben was Jordan, and the borders thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben after their families, the cities of the village thereof. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad, according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon, and unto that is before Rabba, and from Heshbon unto Ramoth Mizpah, and Betanim, and from Mahanaman unto the borders of Deborah, in the valley of the Beth Aram, and Beth Nimara, and Sakoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan and his border, even unto the edge of the sea of Chinnereth, on the other side of Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, after their families, the cities of their village. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half tribe of Manasseh, and this was the possession of the half tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of all king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jar, which are in Bashan, 70 city, and half Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edirah, city of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Makar, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Makar by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plain of Moab, on the other side Jordan, by Jericho eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. Amen.
Chapter 14. And these are the countries inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side, Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore, they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am 44 and 5 years old, and yet I am as strong this day as I was the day that Moses sent me. As my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, thereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the city were great in sin. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was the great man among the Anakim, and the land had risen from war. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We don't have but a few questions in this. Maybe three, and maybe we can just discuss it, because this is basically about the distribution of the land that the Lord had promised the Israelites. So chapter 13, how many tribes had not yet received any of the land in chapter 13?
Was it the tribes of the Levites?
But it says how many tribes had not received their, it's the number.
Is it two this, and a half?
Huh? I didn't mean to say it like that. I just didn't hear you. But it's, I'm trying to find the verse where it is. It's always good to look, you know, look at the verse where it comes from.
But it only say 9.5 tribes.
Okay, and that's what it is. What verse?
2.5 tribes did it. Verse 7. It says, now therefore divide this land for the inheritance unto the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh.
Okay.
I see.
That's
I see Joshua 18 and 2. No, that's not it. Was it 7 tribes?
No, it was 9. It was the 9 tribes because we're in chapter 13. We're in the chapter 13 and 14. And it was saying, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Apostle. I'm so sorry. And you said chapter 13, verse, what was that?
It's chapter 13. We're in chapter 13 of Joshua.
And what verse did you say that it was 9 tribes?
7.
Okay. Thank you. And I don't know why, because when you read ahead at 2, it says in 18:2, there were 7 Israelite tribes who had not received their inheritance.
It probably was in chapter 18. The other ones probably had then got theirs by then. You know, the they probably had Caleb probably was in charge by then, and he probably had given them, you know, some more, because they never did get all the land that God had promised them. They never did. Because, do anybody know why? They didn't get all the land that God promised them.
Because they got scared and backed out.
They was disobedient. They was unfaithful.
They backed
out. Yep, they did. Yes, they did. They was unfaithful. They were disobedient. They were study complaining too still. And they didn't get all of what God, because God left them out there. He said, no, I'm not going to take Joshua and Caleb through all of this, what you already took Moses through, you know. So Joshua was getting old. And so the Lord was telling him, instructed Joshua to divide that land, to give it by lots, what he was telling him. And so he stored it. Even up in verse 2 and 3, it says, this is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines and all Gershara. And then it was telling all of the lands, you know, in the borders of Ekron, northward, which is counted to the Canaanites, the 5 lords of the Philistines, the Gezanites and the Ashdodites and all those little cities and towns and stuff like that. But they never did all of the land that God had promised them. They never did get it. Let us answer this in chapter 14. these two questions. How old was Caleb when he received his land? How old was he? Let me see if I can find the verse. This is in chapter 14.
Like 40 and some school. Oh, I am this day 85 years old.
85. What verse is it so people know?
10, verse 10. I'm sorry.
40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from to strive the land. I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Okay, so verse 10, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Oh, yeah. Yep. And yet I am strong this day as I was in the days that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. So what land did he receive? What land did Caleb receive?
13. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, like Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
And see, the reason why it was 9.5 tribes was because Moses had already given Gad, and I think Jehu, he had already given the children of who was that he had? I know he gave Gad to them before they would go out and fight. They asked him, could they have their land, that land on the, I think it's east side of the Jordan. And he had already given them that land. He had already given them that land, Moses did, but he told them they can take their wives and children and all of their cattle and stuff there, but when it was time to go to war, they had to come back and fight with the other tribes, and they did that, so they already had their inheritance, and they had a nice portion of their inheritance in the tribe in was the two tribes of Manasseh or something like that. The two tribes of Manasseh, the Reubenites and Gadites. But they had to come back and fight when it was wartime, and they did. They got a nice portion of their inheritance, but the other ones did not, because God stopped being with them when they was going after the other ones. Because of their disobedience and unfaithfulness to God. And that goes to show us on today that you can't, God would leave you if you're not in line with him. If you disobedient, if you out of order, whatever it is, God is still. Well, he don't leave us, we leave him. You know what I'm saying? Because God will never leave us or forsake us. But we leave him when we sin, when we disobey him. You know, when we doing other things that he had told us to do one thing and we doing another thing, God would leave us. I mean, he won't leave us. I keep saying that. But it when we do sin, being disobedient is sin. So we separated from God when there's sin in the camp if we don't repent. But we have to repent. And so they was just doing what they wanted to do, just remind you how they was in the wilderness and doing all that crazy stuff. And they come, they still doing it. Now Joshua is getting ready to retire, and Caleb is really, he going to lead them. But I don't know if the Lord going to let him do it because they are so disobedient. And they don't act like they don't want nothing, none of the land. It's not so bad that they begging out. They begging out because God ain't with them when they're getting ready to fight. God is not there with them because of their disobedient and unfaithfulness. Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor, I was listening to what you were just saying. You know, God is such a loving God, but he's also a disciplining mm-hmm. God. When he asks yeah. us and have expectations of us, that's what he expects for us. Just saying what you were saying just reminds me of Saul. He was a king.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. he didn't do all of what God asked him to do, and God didn't forsake him, but God did remove his anointing for him to be king.
You're sure right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And this goes to show us we got to be obedient to God. And, you know, it's so many distractions these days. It's so many distractions. To do and be obedient and to do what God is calling us to do is such a distraction all the time. But we have to press. We have to keep a pressing in our spirit. We have to press in our spirit. We have to keep pressing to do what we know God has called us to do. I don't care how hard it seems. I don't care what it looks like. If we want God to be the Father, the God of our lives and the love of my life, I can just say that. I got to press. I don't care how hard it is, but we have to keep pressing to do the right thing, do the things of God so he can do for us like he want to do. Because, like I said, God will never leave us, forsake us, but it always can be something to stop and block. And I, myself, I don't want nothing, not one thing to separate me from God, not one thing. So I'm trying to, and it's a hard thing in this day and time, in this age. It's a hard thing because everything, you got everything biting at you. Everything is coming at you. Everything. 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 But we got to stay in line with God. We got to be in line with God. And that means we got to give up some things. We got to sacrifice some things. We got to pray when we don't feel like praying. We got to fast when we hungry. We got to deny ourselves, secrete ourselves, humble ourselves, be quiet. You know, things we have to do so we can get where we need to be in God. He promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would give them the promised land. But they get all the way to the promised land. No. He promised them that he would take them to the promised land. But he didn't say he would give it to them. but he will take them to the land that's flowing milk and honey, but he didn't say he would let them in. It's something like that, because I was studying it earlier, and it said that he was saying that he promised them that he would take them to it, the land flowing with milk and honey, but he wouldn't. He didn't promise them that they was going to go over in it. So that's why a lot of them didn't get all the land that they were supposed to get, because they was disobedient to the Lord. Yep. So do we have any comments or questions? I read that earlier. And it's a difference, and it makes a difference, because I always thought that he had promised to give them the promised land. I always thought that, but it wasn't. It wasn't that.
I have a question, Apostle.
Okay.
Thank you for that word. When you were talking about, like, we have to give God something too. It's just not him giving us, but we have to also, like you said, sacrifice and do things to get ourselves in more of alignment with God. But I always thought too that once they got to the promised land, that was the land that God was going to give unto them. So I might be missing something, but just can you tell me again, so how were they to obtain the land?
How they was going to obtain the land, they was going to take the land. They was going to take the land, but God was going to enable them to take the land, and they could take the land when God is with them. But by them being disobedient and unfaithfulness, God stepped back. See, they was taking the land just like God opened the Red Sea, or parted the sea and stuff for them to walk through and all of this stuff. He was with them every time they had to fight and to take the land. And because they was disobeying God and disobedient to God, he stepped back. He stepped back, and they was scared to go in there, afraid to go in there without the Lord, because they know they was going to lose. So that was, and I wish I could find it again. I came across a whole lot of good information today about it, about God didn't say he was going to give them the land. He was going to take them to the land flowing with milk and honey. And matter of fact, I'm still going to try to look it up so I can give you where it is, because we need to know that. We really do. We need to know that.
That's good.
Any more questions or comments?
Apostle, is it possible that that verse is in Exodus? Were you reading in Exodus?
I might have been. Exodus
3 and 8, maybe? Let me try to pull that up. Or 3 and 17?
Because I was all over it today, where it says, and I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites of Egypt, unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey. That could be part of it, yeah, because he didn't promise them that he would take them over in the land. That's why Moses didn't get in. He didn't tell them that he was going to give them that land, take them in the land. He told them he was going to take them to unto a land flowing with milk and honey. He didn't say he was going to give it to them.
That's what verse 8, 3 and 8 is saying, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. 3 and 8 in Exodus.
The bond of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites. Yep. And see, I've always thought that he said he was taking them into the land, you know, to the land or giving them the land flowing with milk and honey. But this give God the upper hand because he knows their hearts already. He already know our hearts and what we're going to do before we even do it. So he really let them know, you know what, y'all ain't going to do right no way. You're going to keep doing the same thing over and over. Over and over. So I'm going to keep this upper hand. But it was like, it was still, from what I've read, at least 300 miles or 300,000. Anyway, it was three something, either 300 or 300,000 miles of land that they did not get. That God had promised them. They didn't get it because of their disobedience. They didn't get it. They didn't take it. They didn't take it because God wasn't with them. They couldn't take it. They didn't have the strength to do it. So we can do all things through Christ. With Christ, and through Christ that strengthens us. Without him, we can do anything. We can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. That just goes to show you that you cannot do anything without Christ. You can't do nothing. I'm so grateful to God that, you know, that we're going through the Word of God, and I don't care if we don't get just but whatever understanding we get out of it, we get it good. Because this was just about the distribution or dividing up of the land. But it was still 9 tribes that didn't get their land, get their inheritance. But Gad and Reuben and I think it's 2.5 tribes of Manasseh or something like that, they got theirs. But the other 9.5 tribes didn't get theirs right here. So I guess on down into Joshua, the book of Joshua, a couple of more are going to get inheritance. And evidently they'll probably start doing what God say do. But we have to, you know, it's just a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that we have to give. Like you say, God wants something back from us, and we have to do it. The things that we're getting ready to go through, the things that we're going through, we're not going to be able to depend on nobody but God, and it depends on our obedience and our praying and our sacrifices and our worshiping and our fasting. And, you know, it depends on that. Our heart. It depends on that. All this fighting and all this rushing and all this kind of stuff, I mean, it depends. We don't know what might happen. We don't know. All we can do is depend on God right now. Right now.
Amen.
That could be us
That's right.
The Ukrainians, it could be us. It could be America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, I mean, it could be so, so much worse for us. But God, it's God that's holding them back. So in our obedience, I feel like it's more of us praying than more of us not. I feel like it's more of us calling and believing and trusting in God than not. I believe that. And people not afraid and not ashamed of the gospel. They'll go outside and get on their knees in the cold and pray. These are the sacrifices sometimes we have to make. Because if we don't, we'll end up not seeing this land flowing with milk and honey, just like they did. You know, when that's just a figure of speech, but yeah. So many times we have to sacrifice and I was complaining so much early on to myself, of course, about the things that I have to do and trying to do the things of God. I was saying, Lord, and I could hear myself in my inner self complaining. I wasn't speaking it out. I was just thinking things. And I just knew the Lord was listening to me. And I just had to repent and apologize. Plus, me at 66 years old, whatever it takes to get to God and to do the things of God, I want to do it. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what I have to do. I will do it. And God knows that. See, that's the kind of sacrifice you have to make. Sometimes I'd be so tired, I'd be shaking and pushing apostle and trying to hurry up so I could get on the line or get down here to the line and fasting and weak. But I want to do whatever it takes to do the things of God. Whatever it takes, I want to do it. And not complain. Oh, I get weak sometimes because I'm human. I have to repent. But these are the sacrifices that we have to make to do what God would have us to do. These are some of the sacrifices. It's an experience for me. It's a test for me. I don't know about apostle, but for me, it's a test. It's a test. So, but because he knows, anybody else probably would have thrown their hands up. But see, I don't have an option. I don't have an option. I want what God wants. I want to do what he wants me to do. And that's that. Any questions or comments? I got way off the subject and everything.
Apostle, can I share this a portion of a reading that I have in reference to the...
Yes.
Okay. So it says here, Israelites' history of rebellion, adultery, unfaithfulness, and rejection of Jesus Christ as their true Messiah has kept them from fully realizing the Abrahamic covenant and fully possessing the land. One day at the end of the tribulation, all of the surviving Israels will look at me, and this is part of the scripture in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 10, chapter 12, verse 10, where it says that one day at the end of the tribulation, all of surviving Israel will look at me whom they have pierced, Israel's repentance will be complete, and they will inhabit the future kingdom over which Christ will reign as their Messiah. Then and mm-hmm. only then will Israel fully possess the land promised to them. God is faithful to his mm-hmm. word to Israel and to
come
us.
On. Ooh. Hallelujah. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And that's what we needed to hear right there, because I hadn't got that for, and I know in my commentary it was saying that he didn't promise them to take them over in the land, but he promised them to take them unto the land. And so I was going to bring that out, but they still end up with the land after so many years. Ain't that some God, like you say, God is faithful to his word, because he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
It's amazing how our sins is like we weep the consequences of sin, where mm-hmm. the, you know, like the enemy steals and he kills and he destroys. You know,
mm-hmm.
God never changes his mind. It's our sins that rob us of the things that God has for us, or it causes a delay in us receiving what God has for us.
That's right. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Because God is faithful. We're not faithful, but God is faithful. I'm telling you, God is a great God. He never go back on his word. Never. It be us all the time. Us. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he never leave us. We leave him. Sin, the sin make us leave him. And you know, like I said, we're all human, and we all make mistakes. We all sin. So that's why we have to repent. We have to repent to stay connected to God. We have to repent. I can't wait till the next chapter. Mm-hmm. I mean, the land, you know, giving out the land was good, and in every chapter is something that we should know. In this chapter 14, it was letting us know that they didn't get, in 13 and 14, that they didn't get all of their land at that time. But when you see it, Prophet is wrong, that in chapter 18, it was 7 that didn't get it, then it lets me know that they're going to get it because 2 more had got it. So by time Ezekiel, they all had got it. By that time, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So that's such a blessing. Such a blessing. I thank God for it. Mm-hmm. I thank God for it. Any more comments or questions before we close out? It was a good word in there. You know, if you just look at it, that he is faithful. He is just faithful.
Yeah.
And you know, he loves us so much. He's in everything like that, he teaches us. It's a lesson to be learned. Even in the sins that we do to repent, but it's other lessons to be learned even in that. Even in that. Oh, amen. Amen. I'm going to get ready to close out, and then we'll be back on Tuesday next week. We'll be Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Wednesday night, I'm going to start with a leadership class. I'm going to be teaching out of the minister's handbook so everyone will know how to do funerals and communion and wedding vows and, you know, the weddings and things of that nature. So whoever, you're welcome, anyone that want to, you know, be a part of that. But it's a leadership class for the leaders. Mm-hmm. So that's be on Wednesday at this same time for, and we'll just take one thing at a time. We don't want to rush through it because we don't want you to go out and try to perform or do a funeral or perform a wedding or something like that and really get confused in it. So that's why I'm having this leadership class.
And other things.
It's the same time, 7:30, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Mm-hmm. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just do tonight for the understanding of your word, God. Thank you for opening up our minds and our hearts that we may receive and be receptive. Father, I just give you glory and honor on tonight. I magnify your name, God, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Father, we love you, and we just worship you. We just want to give you worship, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover everyone, God. Give them traveling grace and mercy on tonight. Just keep them covered under the blood. Cover their families, their homes, their vehicles, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. I just thank you for being on and supportive on tonight. I love you. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. I'll be on the live in the morning by the grace of God.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you all. Have a good night.
Love you. Have a good night.
Amen. Love you too.